This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody knows you got to get down before you can get up. Hey, we're the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon. I saw my first round of back-to-school pictures on the book face yesterday.
Oh, well, like, you know, there are some schools that are, like, easing towards year-round.
I don't understand at all.
No, that's fine. That's good. That's getting them closer into the mindset of working for a living and not dirtying up a house and dirtying up all the dishes and sitting.
Now this is getting real specific, but I do agree with the working thing, yeah.
No, but yeah, some friends of mine are sending their kids back to school yesterday, and praise the Lord, it won't be too long for all of us as we get close to August.
Yep.
My little girl is filling up her summer with crazy business. She had her first experience camping.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Oh, my God. She is me all over again. I took her to the campground, and we pull in, and it's one of those, it wasn't tents, it was various campers, you know, it's like the evolution of campers.
Okay, right. So much nicer than the tents we stayed in at Girl Scout camp, with giant daddy long legs in the corner.
We're talking like, because campers can go either way.
Yeah, but it's the overall on it. I mean, I pulled down into the campground, and I never seen so many sad, dirty faces. Just everybody down there was like, can you please take me with you when you leave out of here? Because I can tell you're not staying.
What hobo camp did you send her to?
That's what I thought when we got down there. I was like, oh, my God, it's a hobo camp. And so we get out, and she goes, what is that thing with the clothes on it? And I go, don't be scared, baby. It's a clothesline. And then we get inside the camper.
What are they doing?
And she goes, why is it so small?
Oh, this is your kid.
And then she goes, I feel like I'm in an elevator. And she's reaching her hand out at me. And I'm like, sorry, baby, I got to go. I got to get out of here right now.
You never have to worry about a DNA test. There you go.
Yeah.
She's definitely yours.
Yeah. One time. One camping trip. Everything, a little Top Gun music there as we learned that Kelly McGinnis not asked to be back in the new one. Did you see that? She says, no, they never called me.
Well, I mean, they moved on from that storyline.
So?
And time has not gone gracefully with
her.
That'd
be nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Tom Cruise is like a tiny little pixie man who hasn't aged a bit.
Yeah, he is kind of one of your man crushes, isn't he?
But I think it's hard to put anybody up against him.
All right. So there's your Top Gun news.
Right.
Just because we played Danger Zone, we wanted to fill you in. And if you think your cat's trying to kill you, guess what? You're right.
Get down. Get down out of there.
This guy was having trouble sleeping, like, real bad. And he went to the doctor, and they're like, try setting a camera on yourself to see what it is.
Okay, so he didn't have any idea anything was going on.
No.
Why would you film yourself sleeping? What could you learn from that?
To see if it's like sleep apnea? Or...
Yeah, to see if you're breathing weird, if you're snoring, like if you're...
Yeah.
Or maybe, whatever.
Or maybe your cat is crawling up and sleeping on your face.
I told you.
How do you not know that, though?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, wouldn't you wake up with some fur in your mouth or something?
Or wouldn't you... Here's the thing. If you're touched while you're sleeping by an animal who is on your face, would that not wake you up?
Yes,
I think that's
exactly
the question. Right?
You would think, but I guess that he says it's fine. He's going to continue letting it sleep on his
now
bed.
Now that I know why I can't sleep and I'm almost dying,
you
it's
know
fine.
What? The problem with this is that guy doesn't have any problem sleeping. He's sleeping fine if the cat is on his face and he sleeps through it.
He never woke up.
Ninety 98.7 Simon and the Get Up Show. We play everything for when the heat returns. It's today. It's going to be hot outside.
Welcome back.
Did you guys hear about there's two new cures for beating the heat? Bra ice packs is one.
I mean,
that seems like it might get to be a bit intense.
The Cool 58 Bra Coolers, mini ice packs. It says here in the description for the twins. I didn't say that. They did. And you can put them in your brassiere,
yeah,
in little ice packs, and they keep you at around 58 degrees in there.
That sounds cold.
Yeah, but if it's 110 and you're out at one of your concerts or something, that'd feel pretty good.
This is honestly not a problem that I have, but women who are more well endowed than I am possibly need these.
They're like $37 for a set.
What?
For an additional $38, you can get a cooler bag, which looks like a breast pump carrying case, they say. But you can keep your bra ice packs cold in your cooler bag while you're walking around until you need them.
You know what I think would be a much better idea?
Huh.
Put some Icy Pops in there.
Yeah, you can get sticky. But hey.
No. You don't open them up until then you have a snack, too.
You earned limited time on that. Then there's another one, freezable underwear for men.
Yes.
I don't like the name of them.
What is it?
Snowballs.
Huh. Sorry.
You freeze these wedges, you shove them in your fancy drawers, and they say they'll keep you cool for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Like a scared turtle.
One review says it only lasted 15 minutes. Pack of peas would be better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.